Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Jackson's in the kitchen making a coffee and Zoe bought biscotti.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, In-Ear presents Plumbing the Death Star in the UK Tour with Adam News. We've now announced all our shows and you can check them out at sanspantsradio.com/live. There's currently one ticket left for Bristol, four for the matinee show in Edinburgh, under 10 tickets available in Cardiff. Birmingham has opened up more seating and Belfast is our only show in Ireland, so if you want to make the trek, better get in fast. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what if Hagrid fucked up and was 5 years too late? And this episode's dedicated to Angelica.
So like, he just took a wrong turn, his motorbike didn't start, he just took a 5 year bender.
It's real vague wording, because like, Hagrid... fucked up and was five years too late.
This is a Sans Pants Plus suggestion. Question? So here
and
we are.
Usually what happens with these questions, if someone submits one and we're like, we don't quite know what they mean, we will either fix it a little bit so that we know what we're talking about, or we'll like incorporate it into a different episode. With this one, that's way too tantalizing to leave alone. Because like, there's so much to unpack there. Yeah. What when? Event is Hagrid 5 years too late for?
All right.
Because we'll start with the very first event that Hagrid is involved in the books, which is, what if Hagrid was 5 years too late to Godric Hollow? Short answer, Harry dies of malnutrition.
So like, just like,
rocks up 5 years later.
Just Harry lost to the elements? Maybe just, I don't know, an orphan? No, that's, I'm surely like, what's the social
like
service? Monk,
like wizard like child
in
services?
The UK? No, just like child service.
There is a baby in this burnt down, oh my God. Yeah. Like, Hagrid knew that was a pressing. Like, 5 years is such a long time to then still go back.
That's right, my favorite part of the question. Okay.
So before Hagrid got on his bike and grabbed his crying baby, the Department of Child Welfare, yep, shall we say, were like, my God, there's a house on fire. It's a baby. We've got to rescue the baby. Who's this baby? I guess they would deliver it to Aunt Petunia, to be honest.
But like...
But not necessarily. I'm sure Harry had other family that like weren't as good a camouflage as the Dursleys were.
No.
I just like that fucking... Because it's not like, what if Hagrid doesn't turn up? It's what if he's 5 years too late?
So he still goes. So Hagrid still at some point is like,
we've got two options. Either one, the Department of Social Service has grabbed Harry and done Hagrid's job for him and delivered him to Aunt Petunia.
Yep.
Or he became a feral boy.
Whoa.
5 years.
Woodland child.
The Godric Hollow feral boy. It's in all of the papers.
Living off rats.
Well, that's more pleasant than a dead kid that I said at first.
Yeah. But... Do you think when Hagrid arrives 5 years too late, he's going to wreck? Is Hagrid the kind of guy when he's like, oh, I forgot I was meant to do this. And he goes in and he's like, well, there's nobody in the house. The house is, there's a new house here. It's been sold. Is he going to look around or is he going to be like, oh, well.
Gee, I fucked up. I was 5 years late.
I like to think Hagrid's 5 years. Like, can we try and find a reasonable explanation? Because there's two imagine.
That's...
Well, there's...
I was thinking going to a wrong house.
But then why would he be like...
For example, he goes to like just a random house, like, that baby is there. Grabs that baby, gives that baby to Aunt Petunia. Dumbledore's like, good. And then...
He's left the baby.
Shit!
Probably. I like to think he's like, Hagrid, we've sent you a message, like an address for you to go to. And it's like, Godric Hollow. Like, this is in South Africa. Godric Hollow, South Africa. Well, I guess.
Hops on his bike. That's a journey.
Has quite an adventure. I can't find this place anywhere. Oh, fuck.
All right, so
that's either dead Harry
or weirdly nothing changes except Hagrid gets fired because Dumbledore is mad at him, and because he still ends up with Aunt Petunia, or we have feral Harry.
Yeah.
I like feral Harry.
I think feral boy, the feral boy of Godric Hollow, is my favorite as well.
Because does Hagrid rescue the feral boy of Godric Hollow?
I don't think
point?
He does. Well, I think Hagrid's left it 5 years. It's spectacular.
But
he's come back.
Rocking up 5 years too late.
Yeah, but he's there. Then he's basically got to acquire Feral Harry, and then he's got to give Feral Harry to the Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon,
who at this point have
a 5 year old spoilt brat.
Yeah,
and then Harry's gonna be like,
and they're gonna be like,
Harry's gonna bite.
Actually, you know what? They're gonna love that. They'll put him in a cupboard. He'll be fine. Give him like fish heads. Ah, easy done. He's a feral boy.
Is Dumbledore going to want a feral boy at Hogwarts?
But then
he'll eat up the hat when they put it on him.
But this is the problem. Will Hagrid tell Dumbledore he fucked up?
No.
Yeah, he's there.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A wizard.
So 7 years you had him there, Vernon, and you didn't do anything, eh?
The idea of Hagrid just telling Dumbledore he wasn't there is really good.
And you found the boy.
He wasn't there.
What?
I went there and I couldn't find him.
Guess he nicked off into the woods.
Suppose he might have gone feral. I don't know why.
He went fucking... fish.
He's gone very well. You know, like, he went feral.
I suppose he went feral. Maybe.
I still am like laughing where I thought that's my brain foot in the blank. I was like, suppose he went fishing. A newborn went fishing. I don't know. He wasn't there.
Well, you come up with a better explanation, Dumbledore.
You old wizard fuck.
He's a very talented boy, that one, isn't he?
He could go fishing if he wants
maybe
to,
maybe it's
Albus.
The boy who fished.
Tell me, have you ever not seen a boy go fishing? Maybe he found one of his dad's rod.
Here's a question. So, you know, you do magic outside of school. It's like a crime.
Until you graduate. It's only in...
But what my question is that if Harry remained a feral boy... And they say he starts doing magic illegally. Would the Ministry just like, they don't know it's Harry?
No, well, that's because like when he makes the glass disappear, there's not a bunch of people that come down and just tackle him.
So but I mean, at a certain point,
when he makes the...
He'd be a snake king!
I would. He talked to all of the river snakes. The what are the snakes they got in Britain? Asps? Vipers?
Whoa.
Oh man! Imagine this. Like you're going into the forest, and some like you, at like the distance, you just hear this,
and then like an army of snakes coming.
Like, what's that? And then you just see this like 4-year old just with like there's a snake slithering all over him. Like what's this? He's like, I'm hungry.
He can make clothes out of snakes, and that's good.
Mm. I like to imagine Voldemort finding out and just being like, "What the fuck?" Like one of his Death Eaters is like, "Dark Lord, we found him. He's a feral boy."
Yes, a feral boy.
To be honest, if the Death Eaters were like, "What's this? You're the reincarnation of Voldemort."
I guess you're Voldy. Come back. You put his soul in
Voldemort
you.
Voldemort wouldn't know because
Voldemort's gone.
Voldemort's in the back of Quirrell. Presently,
presumably, waiting for this like the Harry Potter to come to school, not realizing his Death Eaters are worshipping feral snake boy in a forest.
Quirrell, it is 1997. Yes,
yes.
Well, I don't know. I just thought he'd be here this year. Can you see him? Go ask Dumbledore.
Dumbledore, the boy who lived out. Where is he?
That almost turned into fucking
Porky Pig.
Yeah.
Dumbledore's, folks.
That was a worse impression than I've ever done.
Yeah, it was garbage.
So where's that the boy who lives out? Where did he go? Is he always keep arriving?
Went feral.
So, what?
He's amongst the woodland critters.
The woodland critters.
I went to go pick him up, but he wasn't bloody there.
He belongs to the river now.
Oh, he went fishing. So, what fishing, you say?
The boy who fished.
I like your dumb right. your Hagrid accent sounded heaps like Yogi Bear.
I hear he went fishing.
I hear he went fishing.
I hear the boy who lived went fishing.
Yeah, but he goes in there into the forest and just steals people's picnic baskets.
Steals up picnic baskets. Well, clearly it's just chaos. Hagrid doesn't.
I feel like it's going to be just like, is Quirrell sitting there, like, just like, defeated, like, what, looking at, like, a mirror, but like a mirror behind
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I was
like,
going to say, so
I can look. I don't know what happened. What do you mean you don't know? Where is the boy?
Feral boy. They did say a feral boy.
The feral boy who fished.
That's a shock, frankly. I guess Hagrid was 5 years too late. Guess he fucked up.
So are we going to go after the boy or?
I mean, like, let's just get the stone, honestly.
All right.
I mean, he's not here to stop us. We'll deal with. He's feral. He doesn't know. He's not going to fight back.
All right, so let's say again.
Trap him in a cage.
So he's 5 years too late. Dumbledore's mad at him. Mm. He's not going to get fluffy. Because Dumbledore's not going to trust Hagrid with this.
That's true.
So, but they might put a different
thing. So there's going to be a different thing there. A more competent one. It's fine.
Imagine they put a feral Harry in that room instead. Jesus!
Fuck me. That's
like
fucked up.
In snakes.
That's
that pile of snakes is a boy!
I'm the Dark Lord, and that shit's fucked. And I've killed people.
Ron and Hermione never get together. That's all right. Never even meet. Hermione's just like, ooh, he's poor. And that's that.
And he's probably along the lines of like, I don't know. Who would Ron be friends with? Probably like Neville and Seamus.
Well, as soon as they get...
Lamus.
As soon as they get Harry into the 5 years too late, because he's going to enter the first year as like... A fifth year, yeah? And they're just going to shove the hat at him and it's just going to be, Slytherin! Jesus, Slytherin! Michael, this man is shitting snakes! It's just snakes coming out of everything!
Hang on. Where's he getting...
Because if he's a feral boy, so he's 5 years too late, so at the age of five...
Yeah, he's not
he's
5 years.
He's a feral boy. And then presumably they catch him, send him to Hogwarts. So he's still going to be there in year 7.
So they're taking the Hogwarts. He's going to be rolled up like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah.
Assumably.
They're going to put the sonic hat on him and it won't just yell Slytherin. It'll just scream.
Feral boy!
I was thinking more along the lines of,
I like to think they'd be like, well, we've got to teach him charms. And I was like, we've got to teach him English, actually.
All right, so 5 years, that's developmental years there. So
He's
got raised by snakes from 0 to 5. So from...
Can you teach a boy to unhinge his jaw?
6 to 10. Or 6 to 12. Surely the Vernon and
I don't
Petunia
think
you have at least
have to be sending Surely him somewhere else. There's no two regular parents are not well equipped enough to deal with a child of age of five that's been raised by snakes.
So it's okay. So
plus, even, in all of those stories where a child is raised by animals, those animals always try and get them back.
Yes. Okay. So Hagrid has grabbed him, given him to the Dursleys. Dursley's like,
no, thank you.
He's then you got like a whole army of snakes. He's in the wings waiting, being like, we need him back.
Too bad, isn't it? He's your kid now.
And because Hagrid, is
I was 5 years late, but I finished my job.
The snakes are
going
to grab him again, and then chuff off with him. So are we? Is the argument here that he is being raised by snakes from 0 to 5, then kidnaped by snakes at 5, to then be raised by snakes from 5 to 12?
You know, realistically, I think they would give him to, because like wizards don't have a terrible grip on
reality,
just anything. So I think the moment like, you know, Hagrid's in Dumbledore's office, he's got Harry by the scruff of his neck. Harry's scratching with his filthy fingernails. And Dumbledore's like, well, he's almost like a fantastic creature. I think you should look after him, Hagrid.
Actually,
put him in a small pen. I think Hagrid's looking after a feral Harry that the kids can come and see and poke.
Here's my new fantastic creature. It's the boy who was raised wrong.
It's the boy who fished.
Do you hear about the boy who lived? This is him.
He's the boy who lived wrong.
And then you'd have Hermione, and that's the first book there, is like them being like, you know, he's been here for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's the boy who fished and lived.
Wrong.
And lived wrong. Everyone gather round. Don't get too close now.
Here's a bucket of slop. Throw it at him.
Who
he
wants
likes
to feed the boy? He and Malfoy's going to like, you know, do something. Yeah. And then Hermione's going to be like, he's a real boy. And then try
Isn't he the boy who lived? This is fucked up. That's a person. I was raised by muggles. I got a better idea on this than you guys.
Book one's going to be them rescuing.
The liberation of feral Harry.
Harry. Book Harry two Potter is going to be like Harry Potter and the My Fair Lady.
But also, book two is when the Basilisk comes. So I think just like by the second book, Riddle wins.
Yes and no, because like there's so much involved with Harry that for book two to happen. Because like with book one, arguably if Harry's not there, Quirrell hasn't died.
Yeah, that's
true. So Quirrell is still around in book two, and then Voldemort's going to be chuffing about at the same time.
Couldn't Voldemort just like find his young self's diary and give it a read?
Maybe. That's my point. Like, is that
yeah, like I think by the second book, Voldemort wins.
But that's only if...
No, because like it's just going to be... He's not going to win. It's just going to be a basilisk, young Tom
Riddle.
Harry
and
also
kills the basilisk.
But this point, he might befriend him.
Yeah,
but no. But why would they let that? Because that Harry was like, I got to solve the mystery of the Chamber of Secrets. This Harry's like, so like, no one's going to look into it.
Well, this Harry has been raised by snakes, and he's going to be like, he wants to be the alpha snake.
You're going to hear rattling in the walls of the...
That's how snakes work,
You're going to hear rattling in the walls of the female toilets and whatever, and they're going to be like, there's a basilisk in there. They're going to cut open the pipe, and it's going to be Harry.
Chewing the head off a basilisk.
Yeah, it's a
one, two, Snake King. He's also possessed by a devil at this point, I guess. Again.
It's like there's only one thing that spiders run from, a basilisk or a feral boy.
And this is all only situations if...
Situation A.
This is situation A where Hagrid is late to Godric Hollow by 5 years.
Yeah.
The next time where Hagrid needs to do something is...
Situation B,
which is Hagrid rocking up to tell Harry that he's a wizard. Which is 5 years too late for that.
5 years too late for that is funny because Dumbledore sent those letters by Owl that kept getting ignored until they go to that like island, which Hagrid arrives at. So it's funny that Hagrid had a pretty clear mission. I don't know how he got lost again.
5 years.
So he spent 5 years trying to hunt down. Now maybe look, Vernon and Petunia were all good. They just keep zipping about the country town. Ignoring the letters and like going on the lam. No, so like his education has suffered. Not more than normal.
Yeah, it's
probably better education because he would have been homeschooled.
Yeah.
Yes, by trash people, but like
they've
still
educated
better
trash
than
people.
But there's two situations here because that means that Hagrid's less late and more Vernon and Petunia.
Yeah, that's true. It's got to be late. It's got to be something came up and he decided.
Yeah.
So
because they're in that island.
Well, because, yeah, let's just assume that, we'll just assume that rather than being homeschooled, that, like, they move to the island for a bit, the letters stop, then they go back to Privet Drive.
I like to imagine that Hagrid arrives at Privet Drive, they're not there, and he's like, gets on his phone, I don't know, Dumbledore, I think he's dead. Hangs up, leaves. Dumbledore's like, well, I guess I won't send any more owls. That's grim.
Well, that's one Horcrux done.
Okay, I guess that's kind of good. Then finds out later.
Dumbledore, I think he's gone feral.
I think he's ferret boy. I like to imagine.
I hear
just
you
like,
went to an island to go fish.
McGonagall, could you please get Hagrid into my office? Guess what we've found, Hagrid?
What?
I honestly could not think of one possible thing.
Did you find that spider I let loose? Right. I mean, nothing.
Is that basilisk back?
No.
What is it?
Remember that Harry Potter lad?
The one that died, yeah?
No.
Not at all.
There's two of us.
Hagrid's.
Aye.
This is just one of the many problems of having a magic school. Sometimes you get two of the same guy. It's cool. We roll with it. So when you went to find Harry Potter the first time, I assume you came upon an empty Privet Drive.
Yes, I did. Correct. Right. There was no one there.
And your evidence for Harry's death?
There was no one home.
Right.
Where else could he have been but dead?
The two of you are fired because we found him.
Oh.
I'll go get him.
No, it's no. Did you not check for a forwarding address?
Look, I knocked on the house door. Harry, are you in there?
I don't need a recreation of it, Hagrid, frankly.
And then I was like, Harry, if you're not there, I'm going to assume you're dead. And he didn't answer.
Harry, if you don't respond, you're dead. And he didn't respond.
Bloody dead.
A sound argument.
Well, it's not. Even a bit.
I'll go get him. And then Hagrid gets Harry to tell him he's a wizard, but Harry is now 16.
Harry is a very fucked up 16 because his formative years were spent under a fucking stairs and he never had any hope.
Plus the Dursleys are going to be mad at him for that like 3 week period where they got a lot of letters and L's. And they're going to like beat it out of him.
Alternatively.
Does that mean that there's a scene where Dobby comes to Harry and is like, Harry Potter must not go to Hogwarts. And he's like, what?
What'd you fucking say, you little prick?
Who are you?
What are you?
Kills him with a bat. Bloody fucking Lucius Malfoy is like, where was Dobby gotten to?
Cuts to Harry,
more
like,
Lucius is more pained.
Where's Dobby gone to? I need that Dobby. My himself. Where is he?
Flash cut to Harry burying Dobby in the backyard, crying.
And like, what was that?
I can't tell anyone. I can't tell anyone.
I think I killed a hamster. It was a very big.
I think I killed a little man.
Very large to a hamster.
Killed a little man with a skin condition. Oh my fucking god.
Oh Jesus, what was that?
So Harry's a traumatized boy.
But also,
boy.
Like, Dobby wouldn't know about him.
Yeah, Dobby'd have no idea. You're right.
So Dobby wouldn't be there. No, Harry's not killing an elf with a bat.
That's lucky but sad.
Lucky
but I feel
sad.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's all fun and games to go down the abusive household situation. But I reckon what will probably happen is that after, because Petunia would be well aware of how Hogwarts works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, not well aware of magic.
They would be afraid of him.
They'd be afraid of him, but they'd also be.
And he'd be doing wild magic.
But accidental wild magic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
but so which, I mean, like,
wild I don't think that's how it works. I think it, because if that's how it works, then why is it not happening to students all the time at Hogwarts?
Because they're learning. Because they're learning.
Because this is, hang on. He's going to obscure himself.
Oh, shit. He's going to make an obscurial.
Yeah.
I also imagine he'll move out because, like,
he's 16.
Yeah.
That's fine. No, I reckon what'll probably happen is they'll be scared of him for a bit, but then after he turns like 13, Petunia will be like, guess they're not coming for him.
Yeah, maybe you're not magic.
Maybe it didn't work.
Maybe just a regular old fella.
And then, boom, 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 boom. Harry, I'm here now.
Harry, it's me, Hagrid.
That's really great if he's
moved out. I'm a bit late.
Petunias are like, fuck are you? Where's Harry?
Harry, are you there? If you don't come to the door, I'm going to assume you're dead again.
He lives in student housing. Oh!
Where is that? Excuse me, then?
The idea of Hagrid turning up at your door when you're... when you're 12 or 11, it's a bit magical. But when you're 15, you're like, is this man going to kill me? Like,
am I being abducted?
Am I going to be sold into slavery? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, you might turn Harry into, like, a newt.
Also, when you're a child and someone's like, you're a wizard. You're like, fuck yes, I am. At 15, if someone had been like, you're a wizard, I would have been like, yep, I'm getting sold into slavery. This is going to end poorly for me.
Calling the cops. Cops get called in Hagrid. Dial 999 if you're in the UK, I think.
Harry, I'm in jail, Harry.
You're going to bust me out, Harry.
I put you in there. I'm not letting you out, you
for
crazy
all
old
time's
man.
Sake, you gotta bust out Hagrid.
And he'd be writing this like a paper in like his English class about the old the time a weird, large, homeless man tried to abduct.
Yeah. I don't think Harry would come eventually, surely. What if an owl came? He remembers the owls.
But the owls were like 11 when he was like 11, so like he'd be like, that was weird. By the time he was 16, he'd be like, did I make that up in my head? Was it a dream?
Because again, he'd be like, he'd be a bit more cynical. I reckon he'd be very goth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is a goth 90, Harry. Like, we're talking late 90s. Yeah. This is goth Harry.
Well, that's all right.
And he'd be very cynical and be very like, no, and then he'd be very creeped out by this this giant of a man trying to abduct him.
Battle of Hogwarts happens in 97. He's a teenager. In the early 90s, he's going to be into like Britpop and probably ecstasy. Like, Harry might just be in Trainspotting now.
I like
it. It's heroin, but hey.
Well, this is a problem. It's like, if he is in that abusive home life and he doesn't have anyone to turn to, he might like sneakily be one of them wayward youths.
Fuck, Harry's going to turn into Sick Boy. Or Spud. Oh, Harry's going to be Spud. He's going to shit the bed.
Don't shit the bed, Harry.
Don't shit the bed, Harry.
He'll be...
then they're going to like pick him up and they're going to like, right, we're going to put you in this room. That bucket's for piss. That bucket's for vomiting. That bucket's for shit. Don't Hagrid, come back here for a week.
Hagrid, where is Harry? He's coming down. We're trying to get him off cold turkey. What?
Harry's there just in like the fucking room.
Sweat dropping down his face.
Seeing this house elf just crawl up the wall, turn his neck. I killed you!
And then, if, say, Harry finally does get sent to Hogwarts, do they, like, at 15 would he still be in first year?
Well, I think what would probably happen is he'd probably get the equivalent of, it's something we've never seen in the Harry Potter books, but he'd probably get like, a weird combination of homeschooled and private tutoring.
Ah, that's true, to get him up to speed. What's funny is that he will be smarter than his entire class. His entire school.
Yeah.
Theoretically. If he's just been fucking doing heroin, maybe not that smart.
Because this could just be one of these things.
Choose magic. Why the fuck would I choose anything like that when I could choose heroin?
It's like the muggle magic. So... ideally, like, if he's gone to school and, like, maybe he's, like, say, if he went to a decent, even, depending on the teachers he got. Like, for example, if he had a good teacher that was very, picked up on a lot of the things, like, being like, oh, he's being abused at home. Oh, my God, look at these, like these very dark and
essays something, and stuff. Something
I just like something is amiss here. Social services could get called on from the school.
Harry's in the foster home
and then
somewhere.
Taken, like, and so is, like, Dudley.
Oh,
Dudley
true.
As well, now in the foster home. Because clearly these two people are not fit parents.
Is that how that works, though? Like, in a situation where one child's being abused but the other one's not, they would take both?
Probably.
I would assume, yeah. Because those parents are going to jail.
What's to stop those parents abusing the other kid as well?
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I mean, means maybe Hagrid is another 5 years too late. Because when he arrives at their new home, they're like, they got put into foster care. Do you know where? No, we're not allowed to. Oh.
Yeah,
damn.
Christ Almighty!
I'm gonna tell him he died again.
Can you? Here's can a bit of paper and a. Can you? Here's a quill. Can you write that Harry died? Eh?
Can I borrow an owl?
You got any owl spare? I need to send a letter. Thank you.
Are you
very
sure
much.
He's not dead?
Reasonable doubt.
Even a tiniest smidgen, and I can work with that.
Because when it comes to foster, do they change names as well, or do you keep your old
name? You keep your name, but they just ship you off somewhere. And they wouldn't give your old parents where you've gone, in case they come and nab you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else Hagrid could be late for Harry.
Well, but would Harry, like,
if you know what you're doing, and if he's an orphan, then or going to you're basically creating a Tom Riddle.
Yeah, you are actually. That's a good point.
Because that's the problem here is that, you know, if he's now more abusive, like upbringing.
Yeah.
And then he's going to do exactly what Tom Riddle did, which was to find out that he has magic. And if he's been abused and moved around and can't really trust anyone in his life, he's going to use that magic to harm or at least help himself out in a very selfish way. So it's very selfish Harry.
And also, this is a world where I assume Voldemort doesn't come back physically because Voldemort needed the blood of the enemy or whatever. Yeah. But
Voldemort's still stuck on the back of Quirrell.
If Voldemort assumes Harry's dead, like,
bam. Wow. Worst
who's
case scenario,
my second worst enemy?
Well, give me that unicorn blood.
Worst case scenario is that they get the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
And then Voldemort comes back immortal.
But he's not going to get the Philosopher's Stone. Because the reason, like, that was just, like, didn't need Harry's help to stop him.
Yeah. He couldn't figure it out.
Oh, that's right. They followed Harry in, didn't they?
But he was just stuck there looking in the mirror being like, where is it?
Then, again, the Basilisk just destroys Hogwarts.
But the Basilisk only destroys Hogwarts because Lucius gives the diary
to Ginny,
and his reasoning was...
because he knew that Ginny would read the diary.
And did he fucking hate Harry Potter at that point?
No, he didn't even know him.
I'm just trying to think of, like, was that... was Harry...
I don't think Harry was related to that at all. That was just like one of Voldemort's hedged bets.
But if he's still in the back of the head of Quirrell, then that's not happening.
Yeah, it is. It's just another Horcrux.
No, but
it doesn't rely on Voldemort.
Yeah, but assumedly that did Lucius know about the head of Quirrell?
Or if he did, like, he still would have done it because why not hedge your bets, get Voldy back? Mm. The diary is going to happen no matter what.
Okay.
Ginny starts reading it.
Then, yeah.
But, like, nothing happens about it. It's just that Ron's like, Ginny's in a weird way. Ginny disappears, at by a basilisk. Voldy's back.
Riddle's back.
Tom Riddle's back. Yeah, that's true.
Young Voldy's back. Actually, what happens if the... what was the point of number two?
I don't know really what was...
just a basilisk?
No, because Tom Riddle was going to come back.
Because he was sucking the life force out of Ginny, right? And Harry stopped it by stabbing the book.
Yeah, so I guess presumably he just sucks life force out of Ginny.
So in this universe, Ginny is now Tom Riddle.
Well, Ginny's dead, yeah.
Ginny's dead and Tom Riddle has used her life force to...
I like the idea that Ginny has become Tom Riddle.
All right. All
yeah,
right.
Sure.
Why not? I'm not stopping
Tom
it.
Riddle
just morphed
Weasley.
Into it. So Ginny is no more. We now have Tom Riddle.
Yep.
And we Ron's also like, have I hate my new younger brother.
Yep. And we also have Voldemort on the back of Quirrell's head.
Yeah, and what happens in the third one? Pettigrew comes back,
yeah,
with no interruptions. Harry is so irrelevant. I mean, I think we did an episode on it, but Harry's so irrelevant to so many of the books.
Third one is about Sirius Black.
Yeah, but only big thing. Oh well, Sirius Black dies.
No, that's he
does.
Because
Harry doesn't go back in time to save him. So
that's true. But he has no reason to go to Hogwarts because Harry's not there. In fact. Would Sirius escape because he's like, damn. James's kid's like fucking...
yeah, his kid died.
Has been reported dead three times.
it's a bummer.
That's a crying shame. Versus a feral boy. Now it's...
Quirrell still defense against a dark arts teacher. Lockhart doesn't get the gig. Lupin doesn't get the gig.
Fuck. Grim. In the fourth year, is that just like a
I feel there's going to be a fight between Quirrell as Voldemort and...
Tom Riddle as Voldemort.
And Ginny as Voldemort. There's going to be a Voldy off.
There's two Voldemorts. Only one can win.
And that's the thing. Like, Voldemort is too egocentric and selfish to allow to not share the power. So he's going to fight himself.
Would there be three Voldemorts? Because of the Triwizard Cup?
No. Because the third Voldemort is like the remains of Voldemort.
Of the first Voldemort. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, all right, yeah. All right.
But that doesn't happen. The Triwizard Cup's just like a fun time
alive.
For everyone.
That's pretty good.
Hey, Cedric lives.
Hey.
I like this reality.
It's much better. Two Voldemorts, but an alive Cedric is better than no
Voldemort.
That's
a good trade-off.
Yeah. And that's pretty good. And actually, you could argue like, and plus a new rise of evil in Harry.
Yeah, I mean, potentially an evil Harry. Because it was always going to go one way or the other. It was a fitty-fitty.
If he's been raised wrong, then...
But that, I like that Harry comes in the sixth year when the prophet... like, it's just like...
I like the idea of just like, yay, Harry won, he beat Voldemort. Right. All you cunts are fucking into it now. What?
I hate muggles.
Fucking hate muggles. You know what I fucking hate most of all? Giants. Yeah, going down.
Where's that Hagrid fuck? I don't know. I think he died.
He died. My name is
Gagrin.
No, I'm not a giant. I'm a dwarf.
A big one. There's one. Just remember a third situation where Hagrid could be 5 years late.
Yep.
And it doesn't happen until the fourth book.
That's fine.
So the first two happened. We've now got those realities. Yeah. Third situation, cut to when Harry is 20, either 20 or 21.
Okay.
Harry, I figured out which dragon you got to fight. It's a Norwegian some shit.
You mean, Ridgeback? It's not like Harry is 25. It's like Harry is just like Ash. Hagrid's like, oh, I figured it out. Now I know. Well, too late.
The problem there is, like, did that really give Harry a leg up?
It did.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, like, you're fighting dragons.
Well, he's still late for it.
It's still funny to imagine, like, 5 years after the
hopefully
event.
Hopefully, maybe. Harry, yes? Remember that Dry Wizard tournament? Yes?
Yeah.
You were fighting a dragon.
I did. It's sad that your mom went, Hagrid. I miss when you were really with it.
No, I'm with it. I'm just saying.
I keep being 5 years late for things.
Here. But yeah, if you come with me this forest, 5 years ago, there would have been some dragons here.
And it was a Hungarian horntail, I promise.
The idea of him actually taking him to being like, Harry, I got something for you. A little surprise. All right.
Yeah. Right,
see
here.
This field see here?
This, see that
about
scorch,
5 years ago,
see
it was
scorch mark.
Full of dragons to the brim. Now, obviously not so much. One of them was the one you were fighting.
One of them was the one you were fighting. One of them was that Cedric guy was fighting. One of the women was that lovely lady. She was Fleur. Fighting the two. Fleur, she was all right. And that crumb cunt.
I like to imagine Harry looking at Hagrid, but with like a tear in his eye, being like, oh, Hagrid.
Good luck with it. Harry, I lost. Oh.
I lost so badly.
Fuck me.
Fuck me, that's crazy. Well,
who won then? Cedric.
Oh, he's all right. He's a bit of an all right fella.
Would Harry been in the Wizard tournament?
If Hagrid because in this situation, Hagrid wasn't late for the other two.
But I like that because he's late for this and Harry loses. That means that Cedric just touches the port key and Voldemort's like, what? You're not Harry Potter? I'm Cedric Diggory. Oh, well, this is all fucked up.
That bloody Hagrid fella.
Was Harry in the tribe? I thought I put in... No, he was, but he lost in the first... Ah, fuck. This is all largely time sensitive, so we fucked it. Guys, call it quits. We fucked it.
I can't think of anything else that Hagrid could be.
What about when he nearly... when he gets sent to Azkaban? No, that's the second one. Does he nearly die?
Hagrid.
Yeah. He fights some people when Dumbledore's dying, doesn't he?
About killing Buckbeak. Something there.
Nah, but that's not Hagrid's fault. Yeah. Like, isn't it? Hagrid doesn't. Because Hagrid's sad because they've taken Buckbeak off him to shoot him or
He's
something.
5 years too late. This was his mourning period.
What if
Harry. He killed Buckbeak. Yeah, I know.
5 years ago.
It happened 5 years ago.
Oh, you didn't seem to so care.
He just got me now. yeah, shit. Grab a time turner. Oh, my God. So much.
Yeah, let's
go. Go back in time and kill
myself.
Oh,
my fucking click, click, click. 5 years of click, click, click.
This
click,
is
click.
Poorly,
oh,
mate.
Click, click, click.
What if he's 5 years late for the Battle of Hogwarts? He just turns up in the rubble and is like, oh. I hope we won.
McGonagall, if we win.
Yes.
Hagrid, that's just a cat. Damn.
Oh, Hagrid. We got to put Hagrid in a home, guys.
5 years late getting his brother.
5 years late getting his brother. Well, then the giants just rampage through Europe.
The giants killed his brother, too.
Ah, fuck. What else has Hagrid been needed to be on time? That's a question I never thought I'd be asking. Just like,
what did Hagrid need to be on,
need
time,
to be on time for?
Fuck, that's not... 5 years late for class. All right, students. Shit.
Who are you? Where's Harry?
You graduated 5 years ago.
Oh,
boy.
Fuck me, dead.
Oh, Dumbledore, not like this, is he?
Oh, shit. My stone cakes, I've left them in the oven for 5 years. Where's me house?
Just a burning, like, stain on the, just a scorch mark on the ground.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, squirrel waiting in a bar for 5 years. Where is he?
I thought we were going to make a trade. What about if Hagrid is 5 years late for everything? Every moment of Hagrid's life, he's five. Every big thing, 5 years late.
That's bad.
So how he would have... Well, the thing is, actually, he might have graduated Hogwarts because he wouldn't have been in the same class as Tom Riddle.
That's true. He'd be 5 years late starting.
He would have... that's 10 years of his life now gone.
He's a bit slow.
Look, hey, Kyle, but...
We never claim to be on time.
Look, us giants, we get there in the end. That's the Hagrid family motto. Get there in the end.
Arrives exactly when he says he's gonna, or whatever the Gandalf quote is.
Exactly, and I arrived just when I needed to be. 5 years late.
5 years
late. All the time.
For everything. The beauty of 5 years too late is that...
It's such a long period of time.
No matter what it was, you fucked it. Like, there's nothing you can be 5 years too late for where you're like, well, this is salvageable. It just never is.
No. Trying to think of what building, like if you were building a house or something, maybe.
But then the people that wanted the house built are
but
probably
if you're building
like,
it for yourself.
Then I guess the only person you're letting down is you. So like, that's fine.
Hey, 5 years is the only thing watching I can think a new TV show?
Is when he doesn't pick up the kid, Harry,
who
has a baby, that the Department of Human Services or whatever, they're going to give it to Aunt Petunia because there's no other living relative. So if he's 5 years late for that, everything remains largely unchanged, except that Hagrid gets a bit of a scolding too from, I guess, both McGonagall and Dumbledore.
And Hagrid probably just like never becomes quite as close friends with Harry.
Or doesn't become quite as close friends or is trusted with Dumbledore and that with other things. So anything
then fires him.
So probably, he might get fired. So there wouldn't be Fluffy. Giants are definitely like, what does he, because he tries to get the giants on size, but he fucks up anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, that's irrelevant. So
never gets his little dragon, whatever that's name was.
Yeah, what else happens? What else does Hagrid do?
He teaches a class. They get someone else, probably somebody competent. Malfoy never gets scratched in the face.
Buckbeak never gets put down.
Yeah.
Buckbeak mightn't have existed, though. Like, Buckbeak mightn't have been taken to Hogwarts.
Unless they got, like, a equally as reckless teacher.
No one eats stone cakes.
No one eats stone cakes. They don't witness someone eating unicorn.
Yep. Fuck. They miss out on a lot. What if Hagrid had been born 5 years too late?
If he was 5 years younger?
Yeah.
Well, he would have been expelled from Hogwarts because he would have missed all of that shit.
That's pretty good.
Which then means that he probably wouldn't be a teacher. He would still be a wizard. He could be like an Aura or some shit.
He might be a teacher, though. He might be a competent one.
He'd have a wand, not an umbrella.
And he wouldn't be on the like a groundskeeper. He'd be like, I'm teaching charms. You know, all right, Harry, it's what you got to do. It might take a
I'm young and handsome still. I'm still pretty bloody big. Being born 5 years late.
Really helped up.
What's it called? Not the opposite of premature birth.
Oh, no.
Well, Mum had a 5-year gestation period.
I hear that's normal for giants. Not too normal,
but normal enough.
I believe that it has happened at least once in the universe when I was born.
I came out fully formed.
Me father was very confused.
He was like, yeah, you're going to give birth.
He's like, are you pregnant or are you just kind of stacking on the kilos
it's
there?
It's been a while.
It's been a while here.
I think 5 years too late for being alive is a very good Hagrid. That's a very competent Hagrid.
Yeah, like because any of the problems that he would have had with Tom Riddle, and I guess would Tom Riddle have like blamed someone else for anything? No,
probably.
Because the problem there was Hagrid just had a spider.
Yeah, so probably wouldn't happen.
So let's see. So Tom Riddle he has a snake or a basilisk that he escapes, and then he blames that on the creature that Hagrid has.
Yeah.
So without the creature that Hagrid has, Tom Riddle gets fuck. That might have gotten Tom Riddle quick. Like,
what do you mean? You know, they're like, quickly. Well, Tom Riddle, we're blaming you. They send him to Azkaban.
Yeah.
I mean, like the prophecy will still have to be fulfilled, but it's a lot easier.
Well,
they just need to take Harry
was the prophecies? To. Because it was a prophecy.
The prophecy is a prophecy.
No, but
what was
a prophecy like given?
It's always happening, though, isn't it a prophecy?
Well, because the thing is, if we're changing that far back in the future, the prophecy might not have had to happen. Because, for example, if Hagrid's not there for Tom Riddle to blame on him fucking doing some shit. And everyone's no, it's Tom Riddle. He's doing shit.
He might just go to Azkaban and Harry Potter is born a regular boy.
Yeah. Like, he might not have gone to Azkaban because I don't know if they do that to students, but he might have been in trouble. And he might have either gotten caught early or maybe taken a
hopefully if they were interested in. So, you know that sociopath kid you picked up, Dumbledore? Yeah, well, he's
a sociopath.
He's like, it's fucked. He's brought a big snake in. Hopefully Dumbledore will be like, all right, fuck him off.
So there's going to be something there.
Put him in student jail.
Yeah.
Cut off his head?
Yeah. Put him in student Azkaban.
Just little
baby Dementors.
Juvie Azkaban, basically.
That might have maybe stopped Voldemort. It made him worse.
I like to think that the takeaway here is that Hagrid is the cause of a lot of the strife in the Harry Potter universe. I think we should do a follow-up episode one day where we're like, what if Hagrid was... Five years early.
What if Hagrid fucked up and was five years early?
But not today.
Not today. Maybe not ever. Maybe we'll do it in 5 years. Maybe we did it 5 years ago. Hard to say. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
This has been a Sandspans Plus question. It's been a time. And if you have a question that you want us to answer, become a member on Sandspans Plus and we'll try our best to get it done. Unless it's a trash question, then we'll change it and get what you want vaguely done.
Something will get done. Don't panic.
We guarantee.
100% success rate. We might be late.
Hold up.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.